The Veterans Administration is facing a serious problem delivering mental health care to vets from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. One example, the widely cited suicide rate for recent vets is 50% higher than for civilians. Medical marijuana has been legalized across 23 states and in Washington, D.C., and veterans are seizing the opportunity to find alternatives to painkillers and other psychoactive drugs. The Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance in Northern California is now offering a different kind of treatment for PTSD or chronic pain. Medical marijuana that's grown on-site and given free to participating soldiers. While federally illegal, the drug has shown to help manage pain and reduce muscle spasms in patients suffering from conditions like multiple sclerosis. Two clinical trials have shown it to help with psychosis for those with brain conditions like schizophrenia. Alyssa Jong Perry is a San Francisco-based journalist, and she visited a Veterans Alliance meeting on a recent weeknight. Alyssa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me today.
This suicide problem has been such a huge issue for the VA, for the military, for all of the vets who are dealing with all kinds of issues that are related specifically to PTSD, but also to how their injuries relate to PTSD. Let's get a sense from some of the people that you talked to of what the military has been doing. Here's a U.S. Air Force veteran, Jose Ortega.
I was given muscle relaxants, Flexeril, ibuprofen, you know, swelling reducers and all that, but it just didn't cooperate with my stomach. And the VA, you know, they don't prescribe cannabis, unfortunately. So, you know, it was just like an endless cycle of pills to take care of one symptom that the other caused. And so naturally I went over and to cannabis topically. And so that's kind of what helps for me.
And listen to this story. Here's Tim Hinman, who's a U.S. Navy veteran.
I took quite a bit of medicine, and then I actually was put on a lot of benzodiazepines and a lot of medicine that started making me very sick, black out, and have a lot of bad flashbacks and things like that. And so I had to go into the hospital and detox.
It sounds like a bit of an improvisational approach here. Try this pill and then try this pill to deal with this symptom and that sort of thing. I mean, it must have been horrible for these vets.
Yeah, and when I went to visit the Marijuana Compassion Project on a Monday evening, there were about 60 vets, and all of them said the same thing. They were taking so many pills that they couldn't even understand who they were at that point. Mm. They couldn't even stay awake during the day, or they would be so hyped up on certain pills that then you have to take another pill to go to sleep. Jose Ortega, who we heard, he would take a pill so his joints wouldn't hurt, but then his stomach would hurt, or he would feel loopy during the day. So why not put a topical salve on your body and in those joints to cure instead of inhaling a pill?
And here's Jake Scallon, who's actually working on the cannabis program. He's a U.S. Marine Corps veteran.
So right now I'm putting together our bags for our Veterans Compassion Program, and usually what they contain, they'll get 4 grams of raw cannabis flowers from grown by us. And then we also get other people that donate more flowers that we give to them. We had some wax cannabis concentrate donated to us, as well as some edibles.
And what's in these bags exactly?
Flowers are basically what you think of when you think of traditional marijuana, or right, the green buds.
Yeah.
So they get about 4 grams of that, and that's grown through the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance. And the rest of it comes from donations. So edibles, like a cookie,
I see,
a lollipop, gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Yeah.
Well, that's an experience I've never had. So what's the impact in terms of treatment? How does it... Is it a calming kind of thing? Is it a pain reliever?
Yeah, I think it's for each patient. It's a different remedy. What happens is that they have to go to another doctor outside of the VA to sort of get this prescription and see what kind of works with them. So by the time I think most of these vets are getting this marijuana from the Alliance, they know what strain, what potency, and what will help with what. Everything is tested as well by state law, so they know exactly what they're getting is clean and pure. So some of it might be calming, so they might take a strain for anxiety. Someone might have extreme chronic pain, so then they can find a strain that's for them. Some people just can't smoke, so they eat a gummy bear.
So this is also something that's motivated very much out of the spirit of the veterans who are frustrated with the treatment that they are getting. I went to a college on the West Coast, and Santa Cruz had a particular reputation.
Right.
And so it's not an accident that the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance is actually responsible for growing and producing the medication that becomes this treatment. Is that right?
Right. It's not ironic. The community has given them no backlash whatsoever. The police, I think that was a lot of questions everyone asked. Are the police showing up when they're standing outside giving this weed? I'm like, nobody really cares. They just want to see people having safe access and healthy alternatives.
And the question really is, should the VA be studying this? Should the VA be looking at the medical value of this and getting some real statistics on it? Here's Aaron Newsom, who's the co-founder and head of development of the Santa Cruz Veterans Alliance.
We are using this as a medicine. The VA needs to recognize that. And we at least need to move forward in this because we are replacing our pharmaceuticals with medical cannabis, and it's a safer alternative.
Any Pentagon reaction to this? Any official top of the military, top of the VA, as far as what they say about all of this?
Yeah, so I talked to the national headquarters of the VA, and they stay with the stance that marijuana is a Schedule I drug. And so when you think of Schedule I drugs, you're thinking of the lines of cocaine and heroin. Therefore, the VA cannot prescribe or recommend marijuana. But if you do live in the 23 states where medical marijuana is legal, you're able to tell your doctor that you're taking it, but that's it.
So the VA, it's fair to say that the VA is sympathetic, but they're hamstrung by current law. And until somebody changes that, they're just going to have to wait and see.
Sort of. But recently, over 20 different lawmakers have signed a letter and sent it directly to the headquarters of the VA, asking the VA to recommend and prescribe marijuana to these veterans. But it's been almost 2 months now, and there's been absolutely no response from the VA.
Well, that wouldn't suggest that they consider this an urgent issue, at least at this point. Alyssa Jong Perry is a San Francisco Bay journalist who pitched this story to us. She's been reporting on cannabis programs for veterans on the West Coast. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.